it's down the road a little bit or something.
Well, you say it's a little what over?
A little way over.
And what about if it wasn't just a little way, you know, and you would go in there, you'd say, well, I have a what to get?
A long way.
And if something is very common, you know, and you don't have to look for it in a special place or something, like citrus fruit here or something, you'd say you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
And he fell this way.
Forwards.
And what if I said, did you catch any fish? And if you were fishing this morning, you'd say, no. What I want. You'd say, no.
I didn't catch any.
Or you say, no, what a one. What?
I don't know what you mean.
I say, what, that's fine. No, blank, a one. No?
No, not a one.
And if you were in school or something, you know, and there's a teacher, you know, just yelling at you about everything, you say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
And if somebody broke something of yours, you know, they might come up and apologize. You might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if a child was crying, you know, he might say, well, he's eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
And if something happened at 12 midnight, you'd say it happened
at midnight.
And if I said, well, did that happen this morning? You'd say, no, that happened
last night.
And what if it happened like between 12 and 5 and you didn't know when it happened, sometime in there?
I'd say early in the morning.
And what would you say if somebody said, you know, there was some child that's just really spoiled? You'd say, well, that boy's really spoiled. Now, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble
adjusting.
Would you ever say anything like it's not or after's not or?
No.
More than after?
No.
And if you got rid of all the brush and the trees and all that stuff, you'd say you did what?
Cleared the land or whatever.
Would you say that if you were, you know, opening an area for a road through the woods?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen anybody cut clover or grass or something in a field?
Mm-mm.
Well, do you know what they call the old dry dead grass that's left on the ground in the springtime? They might cut it the second time, you know.
No, I don't know what it's called.
Well, what would you call a crop of something that hadn't been planted, that just came up by itself?
I don't know.
Well, if you planted tomatoes or something, and you know, you left them there and you forgot to get them in, and the seeds went down the ground and came again.
I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Well, have you ever heard the second cutting or the aftermath or anything of hay?
No.
What about a crop that would be a vault?
I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever heard of a volunteer crop or anything like that?
Nope.
And have you ever seen wheat tied up, you know?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
What do you call that thing it's tied up into?
A bundle.
And now, if you have any bundles, you might pile the bundles up, you know. You pile them into a what?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a shock or a stook? Well, if you had a good crop, you know, corn or something, you'd say, well, we raise 40 what's per acre? 40 what per acre?